This was like that, Armitage told Ted earnestly. Only the front half would be a cool quarter of a million, and the back end, half a million.
Which sounded incredible, Ted said from the Wollensack. Of course it did, by Jiminy. I didn't find out until later how incredibly cheap they were buying us, even at those prices. Dinky is particularly eloquent on the subject of their stinginess, they, in this case, being all the king's bureaucrats. He says the Crimson King is trying to bring about the end of all creation on the budget plan. And of course he's right, but I think even Dinky realizes, although he won't admit it, of course, that if you offer a man too much, he simply refuses to believe it. Or, depending on his imagination, many telepaths and precogs have almost no imagination at all, be unable to believe it. In our case, the period of indenture was to be 6 years, with an option to renew, and Armitage needed my decision immediately. Few techniques are so successful, lady and gentlemen, as the one where you boggle your target's mind, freeze him with greed, then blitz him. I was duly blitzed and agreed at once. Armitage told me that my quarter mil would be in the Siemens San Francisco Bank as of that afternoon, and I could draw on it as soon as I got down there. I asked him if I had to sign a contract. He reached out one of his hands, big as a ham it was, and told me that was our contract. I asked him where I'd be going and what I'd be doing. All questions I should have asked first, I'm sure you'd agree, but I was so stunned it never crossed my mind. Besides, I was pretty sure I knew. I thought I'd be working for the government, some kind of Cold War deal. The telepathic branch of the CIA or FBI set up on an island in the Pacific.